It's time for Red Hill Saluki football here on the Legend 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO. Red Hill Saluki football brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Red Hill Saluki football all season long here on the Legend 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and welcome to Friday Night Light Football. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. It's going to be a tough matchup tonight, Rob. Red Hill and only both 2-0.
Both 2-0, both league wins. Only win over Casey Westville, I think 37-21, and a 54-8 win over Lawrenceville last week. We don't know about the weather right now. It's not raining. It's overcast. There's under the threat of the heavy rain and things for tonight, so and tomorrow and for the whole weekend, basically. But the Salukis have wins over Flora and Robinson.
All right, let's talk a little pregame tonight. It's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Like we said, it's going to be a tough matchup. Both teams very strong on the defensive side. Offense, it's probably going to be a toss-up tonight, depending on what they're going to throw at each other.
Well, I know that Ollie likes to spread it out a little bit more. They ran quite, had some good yardage against Lawrenceville in the air and on the ground. So the pass defense is going to have to be there for the Salukis. If they can get some pressure on the quarterback, Dakota Brown, the Salukis primarily going to run the ball, but eventually they're going to have to get their passing game. It looked better, even though they were 1 of 10 last week. It was better because they had some passes dropped and just overthrown. So it looked a little bit better, but they're going to have to get that, you know, in gear sometime this year before they get too much farther.
And like you said, Olney likes to spread it out a little bit. In past years, they've been going to Caleb Foster and Peyton Blanton, threat in the backfield. He's a good, strong runner. Sutton Dunn. They're not afraid to air it out. And like you said, Dakota Brown, strong arm. He's done a phenomenal job for the Tigers in past years. And that, I mean, with their offense, they can do just about anything they want to.
Right, and they've got a young running back. I'm trying to find his name on here. Number 24, Gavin Dorn, 5'8", 170-pound sophomore, had about 135-140 yards against Lawrenceville last week, and had a pretty big game against Casey the first week. So they lucked her in some of the jet sweeps too. So
and last year, Dorn, he also young kid played as a freshman on the varsity team. They ran to him, and he can pick up some good yardage if he gets some good blocks up front. He'll break away and just keep going.
Yeah, last year's game, Red Hill got ahead early. Olney scored a touchdown, and then Drew Moore ran a kickoff back for a touchdown and kind of broke the game open as Red Hill won it fairly handily. But this is a different year, and some of the same names are out there, but sometimes some of them are different also.
And looking at the rosters here, it looks like Olney's made up of mostly juniors and seniors, so a fairly young team in the up and coming, but a lot of returning kids, a lot of experience in depth on their roster.
Looks like about 11 seniors for the Tigers. Salukis have like about 8 or 9 seniors. So whether all of them play all the time or not, that's something we don't know. But they'll have a good mix of sophomores and juniors. Dakota Brown was the quarterback last year. I think he's alternated with basically quarterback most of the time against Red Hill.
And Caleb Foster, he alternates a little bit there, mostly when they run that wildcat,
yep.
Mostly.
Yep.
And I mean, he's a threat both ways. He can get downfield and catch the ball, and then he's also got an arm. If something happens to Brown, yeah. he'll switch in and out. And, I mean, they alternate and just – It could go either way. They're a threat both ways.
He was the one I was thinking about, the other one last year that played Summit quarterback, Austin. But, yeah, and then they had – but this young sophomore running back. And they got, say, Sutton Dunn as a senior, 6'2". Foster, 6'2", as a junior. Got some good size there, good receivers.
Yeah, a lot of skill on the offensive side for the Olney Tigers. And that'll just about do it here for our pregame show. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio, and you'll hear from Coach Billy Gray on his thoughts for the night. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
Here with Red Hill Saluki head coach Billy Gray. Coach, coming off a win, undefeated the last 2 weeks. Coach Matt Music coming off a win also, 54-8. You had a few mistakes here, at least 3 fumbles last week against Robinson. Recovered only one of those, losing 2. What have you worked on to improve those little mistakes?
You know, just hanging on the football, you know, like I said before, we've actually had 7 fumbles in the first 2 games and lost a good portion of those. But, you know, I think it's circumstantial. I think, you know, the ground was a little wet the other day, and it was wet for both teams, but it slipped out of our hands a little bit more. So we've worked on that. We've worked on drills to hang on the football, and hopefully we've gotten mentally tougher this week that we're not making as many mental mistakes.
And it seems to have improved that Olney has become, or should I say Richland County, it's been more of a county rival between Red Hill and Olney and Lawrenceville and Olney. Not much of a county rival between Lawrenceville and Red Hill anymore, but with Olney. So what have you got for Coach Matt Music's defense? Are we going to see anything different from your offense this week?
No, you're not going to see anything different. You know, first of all, Coach Music does a great job over there, and it's fun to coach against such a good coach. The whole conference has good coaches, but he does an exception job, and he's always got a great game plan for us. So that's part of the fun as a coach, to go out there and figure out while it's happening what you need to do to fix it. So we won't do anything different. We'll run what we run, and hopefully we've got different blocking schemes to throw at them that they're not going to be ready for, and see how it ends.
And has Drake Allen worked any more on throwing the ball a little bit? As we saw last week, he either had it there and the receiver were just a step behind, or he overthrew it a little bit, or maybe a little underthrow. How have you worked on that?
Yeah, you know, we've done 20 minutes of passing every day, just offensive passing, which is something we don't generally do. But he's young, and he has zero confidence right now, so we're trying to build his confidence up. You know, he threw a few good passes in that ball game last week, and they were dropped. So, you know, you put the two together, he throws some bad passes, we drop the good ones. That doesn't end well for us. So we have been working on it, and we'll continue to work on it because we're going to need it later on.
And are we going to see any different defensive fronts from you this week?
Yeah, we'll probably mix it up. You know, we got a few different defenses we play, and it just depends on our personnel and who's played well that week before, that who's going to be on the field. So depending on what they're doing offensively, we'll adjust our defensive. So Coach Chris Lyles always does a great job with that, so I'll leave that in his hands.
All right, I appreciate your time. That's Coach Billy Gray. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we are awaiting the color guard to leave the field. It's not looking good, Rob, but it's starting to sprinkle a little bit out there, I'm noticing, and I've been hearing that it's been pouring everywhere else around us, so we might be able to get a little bit of football in here tonight. So.
Well, again, rain is one thing. Lightning and thunder would be another, so I think that's one thing the officials and everybody will be looking at to see what really happens in that part, unless it's just a total downpour where you can't do anything. So
It playing for years, a little bit of rain never hurt anybody. It's the thunder and lightning is what's going to affect it. So if there's thunder and lightning, we're probably not going to have any football playing here tonight.
Well, at least not for a while, and the way the forecast is, I don't know.
Rain, we'll play through the rain. I mean, just got to keep the ball dry as best you can and just play through it. Got to have fun with it. It's always better whenever I hear about people talking about rain and football. I always think back to the 09 season, Red Hill and Lawrenceville playing, and it was just a complete mud bath.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell a number on the field, and it was just hard. It was hard to hold on to the football and number of fumbles and everything. It's part of football. Rain is just another factor.
Yeah. And it's the same for both teams.
It is.
Now, it may depend on what type of offense you run, but you still got to hand it off or throw it or something like that, and it's going to be slippery. So sometimes they say a passing team has the advantage because the receiver knows where he wants to be going. But if it's sloppy and muddy, it's hard to get to those points.
Yeah, I mean, and with Drew Moore tonight, he plants hard, and he really drives into the ground. So he's going to have to come up with something to factor in this rain to really make his cuts and hit those holes hard. And I think they've prepared good enough for it from last week. We got that little bit of rain.
Yeah.
And they both teams, I mean, Olney, of course, they played on the AstroTurf there at Lawrenceville. So that's a little bit different than the actual grass field. It's a little more slick, and you don't always have the best footing. So, I mean, maybe a little dirt and mud will help them out a little bit better this week.
And the one thing is, you know, the type of field that it would be, because this feels good, would be good right here at the beginning, but the longer you go, it could deteriorate a little bit. So Tigers won the toss and deferred to the second half, so Red Hill will receive, and they'll be going from north to, is that north to south?
Yes, yeah, they're the Salukis will be heading south, and the only Tigers will be defending the southern end zone. So it's going to be a good matchup, I believe. In past years, it's like I was saying, talking with Coach Billy Gray, it's not so much a county rival between Red Hill and Lawrenceville. It's more of a county on county.
Yeah.
Lawrenceville, Olney, Red Hill, and Olney. And it's grown into a bigger rivalry than we think. And I think it's just awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, both schools, great sportsmanship.
Yeah.
They've really grown, and it's a great place to play and great group of boys out there, and I just love it, and I think it's a lot better, the camaraderie that goes on between them. And whenever I was back in high school and it was kind of starting up a little bit, Olney actually got a sign that says so many days until beat Lawrenceville,
and I think a lot of it is more the, it's not the players so much, it's more the fans and what's, you know, but and just thinking about it, I don't know about with Olney so much, but the kids from Red Hill and Lawrenceville, I mean, they play, see each other all the time, maybe work together, summer jobs, different things like that, you know, they're related, you know.
Yeah. But as we are waiting both teams to come out onto the field for kickoff, we will go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick for a quick break. And when we come back, we will have kickoff time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
We love love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
The Legend.
WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with, in good times and bad, weather or not.
People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. Well, as both teams have finally made it out there, the rain is coming down. It's going to be a nice, wet football game. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll get a good chunk of it in before some of the heavy stuff hits.
Yeah, because have you ever seen the rain going up?
It's something. But both teams out, as Olney just ran out of their inflatable tunnel down there.
Now they've deflated it now.
It's pretty cool out there. Right? Big old tiger out there. It's nice.
They've had that for several years. Lukey's around the field ready for the kickoff.
They're going to have Drew Moore and Parker Havel
Gannon Gaither? Gaither. Maybe 12. It's 12 is Gannon.
Yeah, it's Gannon Gaither.
There has been a couple teams. So.
Yeah. And find out who will be kicking the ball for Olney. Looks like it's going to be number 84. Yuri Carnaza. We'll say that. Yuri Carnaza. Foreigner, I'm assuming.
Well, either that, yeah. Foreign exchange student, possibly.
Have him listed as a 6'1" 155 senior. Plays wide receiver and defensive back. Officials are heading to the sideline as we await the whistle for set. Official whistle blows, and kickoff is away. It's a shallow kickoff, comes down about the 27-yard line. Looks like number 11 picks it up, runs it out, maybe gets a couple yards there, brought down at the 27.
Josh Henry, I think. So
Henry with the carry, yep. Gets a couple yards out of it, and we will see what Coach Billy Gray has in store for offense tonight. And again, like we said, the rain is going to play a factor again this week, and it's going to be hard to keep the ball wet, ball dry.
Ball was on 27. Must not be raining too hard right now because they weren't covering it.
Looks like they're going to spread it out a little bit, a little spread wishbone. Allen under center, ball snapped, hands the ball off first man through, Drew Moore, and he picks up about 5 yards on the carry, maybe four, after being brought down by a pack of Tigers.
That was Volkman, I think.
Yep, you are correct. Volkman.
Fullback, yeah. Yep.
Volkman with the first carry of the game. Picks up about 4 yards, so it's going to be second and six. Ball on the 31-yard line. Going to go with double wing this time. Saluki's very successful last week with the double wing.
And there is some option out of it, too. So
I'm going to give it to Volkman again, and he is quickly stopped at the line of scrimmage. They will keep it at the original line of scrimmage there and for forward progress. So Volkman again on the handoff and stopped immediately. No gain. It's going to bring up third and six. Ball on their own 31-yard line. Going to bring it back in tight, it looks like. A little wishbone. One receiver to the right, one to the left. Allen back under center. Ball snap, gives it to the second man through. That's Drew Moore this time, and he hits it hard, picks up about another 3 yards. Brought down finally at the 35-yard line.
It's going to bring up a fourth down. He picked up about four there, so it's going to be what?
Going to be about
fourth and two?
Fourth and three, maybe a long two.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going to punt it here. Yeah. Sent the punting unit on. Drew Moore back to punt. Looks like Peyton Blanton back to receive the punt, maybe. Drew Moore runs around with it and then finally kicks it. Comes down, bouncing. Comes to rest at about the 30-yard line, so a decent punt. about a 35-yard punt there. Gives the Tigers possession at their own 30-yard line. First and 10. We'll see what Coach Matt Music has in store for this Saluki defense. Coach Billy Gray, he was running an eight-man front, I believe, last week against the Robinson Maroons. Looks like the Tigers are going to spread it out. Trips to the right, one man to the left. One man in the backfield with Brown. It sends a man in motion. Ball's high snap. He fumbles it around, keeps it himself, and quickly brought down just behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of a yard. Going to bring up second and 11. Had a high snap there as he sent the left side in motion and just kind of got away from him a little bit. Ball probably a little slick here.
Lost about two on the play.
A little hurry-up offense here. They're going to go trips left this time. Caleb Foster out to the right. Brown in the shotgun. Ball snapped. Quick screen pass out to the left, but a whistle blown. Flag on the play. Believe it's going to be a false start. It's a little bit of movement back there. I think Dakota Brown was also moving a little bit too before the ball was snapped. So going to march off 5 yards here. Going to bring up a second and 17.
Yeah, this is one of the few penalties against the opponents. Red Hill has not, they've not had a turnover, have a takeaway yet, and very few penalties against the opponents.
Looks like they're going to go doubles to the right, wingman to the left, and a tight end left. Brown sends a man in motion. Fumbled snap. He's rolling out to his right side looking for a man. He's going to keep it himself. Rolls up the sideline. Gets about 3 or 4 yards on the run.
That's the second bad high snap.
About 3 yards on that carry. So going to bring up
third down and about 13.
Third and about 13 or 14. And it looks like they're having a little trouble keeping that ball dry so far early in the game. I mean, the rain's still coming down a light sprinkle. Trips left side, one man to the right. Dorn in the backfield with Brown. Shotgun, ball snap, quick screen pass out to the left. Running up the left sideline, but quickly pushed out of bounds after about a 6 yard gain there. Intended receiver was Sutton Dunn. He caught the ball. He is a 6'2", 205 senior.
He picked up about 6 yards on the play. It looks like to be fourth down.
Going to be about fourth and seven here. Going to send the punting unit out. Punting the ball for the Tigers is number 12, Quinn Miller. Going to be punting from about the 22-yard line. Drew Moore back to receive the
low
punt.
Low snap.
Ooh, all pressure on. He's going to keep the ball running himself. Got it back to the line of scrimmage. And
he's
knocked out of bounds.
It'll be Red Hill ball.
So great field position this time. The rain favoring in form of the Salukis. They got pretty lucky there. Low snap slid across the ground, and Miller just picked it up and ran. There was nothing to do. He had a pack of dogs coming around the left side on him, so he had to do something.
He'll take over at the 35-yard line about, 35-36.
Going to be in double-wing formation. Allen under center, sends a man in motion, hands the ball off there to Josh Henry. He gets up the right side, picks up about 3 yards, it looks like. See here where they mark it. Yep, about 3 yards. Going to bring up a second and seven. Salukis running short plays here. Not gone to the air yet. They may not go to the air tonight with the rain.
Depends on what the situations are. Yeah.
Going to go back to that double wing formation. One man out to the left, one to the right. Allen under center sends a man in motion, snaps the ball. Flags on the play. Going to be offsides. The defense thought it was.
Moore went in motion off that offense. And flag on the
play. Defense thought it was a false start and jumped off sides, and Allen snapped the ball, and they're going to mark it off.
That happened to Red Hill a couple times, four times last week on the. So you got second down at about
a long
two,
one.
Two or one or two.
So going to be in that double wing formation again. Allen under center sends a man in motion. Ball snap looking to the air outside on the right. Allen airs it out just a little bit. Pass intended there for Parker Havel. Aiming for the corner of the end zone. Just overthrown by a couple steps there.
Well, now you figure you've got third down and short. You got two downs to get the first down.
Good to see Allen getting a little bit more comfortable back there, it seems like.
At least he overthrew him, didn't underthrow him for an interception. Ball's at the 27-yard line.
Saluki's in the double wing formation. Allen under center. Sends man in motion. Ball snapped. Hands it off to the first back. Volkman, he breaks outside. Picks up a couple more yards. About a 5-yard gain there.
Volkman.
So first and 10, Saluki's. Gets it up to, looks like they're going to mark it at the 23-yard line maybe.
About a 4-yard pickup maybe.
Looks like the 22, so little by little, inching for that red zone.
First down of the game for either team.
And again, Saluki's taking their time, running as much time off the game clock as they can. That's their offense. They do their best to control the game. Double wing formation. Moore's in motion. Hands it off to Volkman, I believe, and gets stopped. Just maybe picks up a yard there. Looks like they're going to give him a yard there. Going to bring up a 2nd and 9. Volkman, up and coming running back here. He really showed what he can do last week against Robinson, and he was hitting it hard and really jumping outside when he needed to and getting some big yardage for the Salukis.
Back to the wishbone on this play.
Spreading the wishbone out a little bit. One man left, one man right. Allen snaps the ball. He's going to option it out. He's going to keep it himself. Wide open there to the outside a little bit. He's going to pick up about 4 there.
He got to about the 17, it looks like.
Going to bring up a 3rd and 5, maybe. 3rd and 5 for the Salukis. Ball on the 17-yard line. Looking to put the first points up on the board here.
4 down territory, so.
And being this close to the end zone, Coach Gray might go for it. Being early in the game.
Well, you're in 4 down territory now, yeah.
Might go for it here. He's going to bring it in tight. Wishbone. One tight end to the left side. Allen under center. He's going to hand it off to the 3rd man 3. That's Drew Moore, and he's going to go to the left side, pick up about.
He's going to be close. He may be a yard short.
Pick up about 2 or 3 there. Looks like they're going to mark him about 2 yards shy. Maybe a long one.
Yeah.
So we're going to be 4th and 1.
Looks like he's at about the 14, and they need to go to the 13, I think.
So it's going to be a 4th and a long 1 for the Salukis. Going to go for it here.
Well, if they can run that same play and get 3 yards, you'd have a first down.
5:33 left to go here on the first quarter. Going to keep it in tight in the wishbone. Allen's going to be under center. Ball snapped. He's going to keep it himself. Quarterback keeper to the outside. Got one man to beat. Tackled.
He didn't make it.
Referee coming out. Looks like just shy.
Yep.
And it's going to be turnover on downs. Just barely. He jumped over that defender, and it looked like he had it.
He got flipped over a little bit. Yeah,
looked like he had it, but came down just shy of it. So it's going to be turnover on downs, 1st and 10 for the Tigers.
14-yard line.
Kind of an upset there. I thought he had an option play.
He had more. He had more behind him, but he was trailing him too much to make a pitch.
Tigers doubles to the right. Brown in the shotgun. Nope, under center. Fumbled the snap and finally brought down. Couldn't keep a hand on it. Going to loss of about 1, maybe 2 there. Loss of 2 yards.
It's a second fumble. At least their second fumble.
Going to bring up 2nd and 12. Ball on their own 11-yard line.
13 to the Tigers.
Tigers mainly stay into that spread offense.
Yeah, they probably do most of the time.
They like to throw the ball every once in a while, but they've got a couple of good running backs, like we said, Dorn and Blanton.
Oh, and that snaps over his head.
High snap.
That's
and back in the end zone. He's going to run it out. Gets a few yards off of it. And maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
high snap over the quarterback's head, and
that could have been a safety for Red Hill.
Almost went out of the back of the end zone. Slukies were coming up on it really quick. He just got outside and was able to bring it up within inches of.
So actually, it was a 1 yard gain. So it'll be third down and 11.
Third and 11.
Here. Second and 12. Although the ball was back into the end zone, so
could have been a big loss and a big win for the Slukies.
Yeah. If you get a safety, you get the ball on the kick.
Doubles to the left.
That didn't happen, so.
Brown under center sends a man in motion. Ball snapped. He pitches it out to the running back there, and he's brought down. Pickup of about three on the play. That was Dorn on the carry. He's going to pick up three, going to bring up a fourth and eight. Coach Music sending in his punt unit. Kind of a hard possession there for the Olney Tigers.
Right. And, well, the Slukies could get good field position here.
Two muff snaps, and the one going almost causing a safety. And Slukies were just a little slow getting back to the ball. And ball snap.
Nice snap.
Punt is away. It's a good high punt. Drew Moore back to receive it. Comes down at about the 50, bouncing around. It's going to bounce sideways. It rolls to the 49-yard line. And Slukies will take over just outside Tiger territory.
35-yard punt.
That was Quinn Miller on the punt. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Slukies going to stick to that bone off. Going to be double wing. Looks like Gaither and Moore at the wing position. Ball snap. Going to keep the option. Quarterback keeper to the outside. Allen fumbled the ball. Came down, but looks like they're signaling Tiger football. Allen with a big run, but came up just short and fumbled the ball before he went down. I thought he was down before the ball came out.
I couldn't tell.
Because he got out to the 45-yard line, and it looked like he was going down in the process, but too many jerseys in there to see.
Because he had a 9-yard pickup. He had a nice pickup on that.
But the Tigers are going to pick up the fumble on their own 42-yard line. Going to be trips right, one man to the left. Dorn in the backfield with Brown in the shotgun. Ball snapped, looking to his right. Going to air it out a little bit. Havel got it, interception. Pass intended for number 8, Sutton Dunn. Parker Havel all over him. Cut back, ball just underthrown. And Havel saw it, came back, high-pointed it, and Dunn got right back on top of him, brought him down. Two quick turnovers.
Yeah.
I believe
one
that's...
On each, that's the first turnover that Red Hill has had this in the defensively this is their third game.
Going to take over on their own 26-yard line here after two quick turnovers and see if they can get something going. 2:45 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. No points yet up on the board. Both teams thriving for the end zone. Tight wishbone here as Allen snaps the ball, third man through. Looks like Drew Moore on the carry. He's going to pick up about 6. Looks like, nope, they're going to mark it short. Going to get about 4 yards on the carry. Going to bring up a 2nd and 6. Tackle there by number 22, Peyton Blanton. Ball on their own 30-yard line. Taking their time. 15 left to go on the play clock. Going to be wishbone formation again. One receiver out to the right. Allen under center. Volkman, Gaither, and Moore in the backfield. Hands the ball off to Moore. Moore's got one man to beat. Wide open, but a shoelace tackle from behind by Blanton. Moore with a big pickup. It's like... looks like a 16-yard gain there.
25. He went from 25 yards on that one.
Yep. So 25-yard pickup, first big run of the night. First and 10, Slukies.
They had one man to beat. was able to get him from behind. It was had the angle on him. So
looks like they're going to keep to the tight bone formation. Send the man over to the left side this time. Allen back under center. Ball is snapped. Hands it off to the third. Nope. Quarterback keeper. He's rolling out to his right. Airs it out a little bit. Just short. Howell had to come back. Tipped up and intercepted. Right. Another interception turnover for the Salukis. Ball was intercepted there by number 14, Jace Greenwood of the Tigers. So three consecutive turnovers, two by the Salukis, one on a fumble, one on an interception, and then an interception thrown by Dakota Brown. We may see no score here in this first quarter.
Well, we've been at 37.
Both teams playing aggressively. Defensive firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, Drake probably should have held that one and just because they threw it in double coverage.
Looks like Tigers are going to bring it in tight a little bit. Brown under center. Hands the ball off to the running back there. Quickly met at the line by a pack of dogs. Running back gets to the original line of scrimmage. That was Gavin Dorn on the carry.
24 Dorn on the carry for the Tigers.
Picked up. That's no gain. So
going to be second and 10. Ball on their own 15-yard line. Looks like they're going to keep it in tight a little bit. Send two out to the right. Brown's going to be under center. Brown snaps the ball. He's going to hand the ball off back to Dorn and quickly brought down in the backfield by two Salukis. Number 73 and 68 on the tackle. That is Ethan Volkman and Andrew Gagne.
1 yard loss there.
Dorn loses a yard on the carry. Third and 11.
If they stop here, they could get decent field position, but
looks like they're going to spread it out now. One man out to the left, trips out to the right. Dorn in the backfield with Brown. Salukis stacking the box, dropping back. Ball snapped. Hands it off to Dorn. He's going to run it up the middle and quickly met at the line. Going to pick up a yard there. Going to bring up fourth and 10. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Salukis just firing off the ball a little bit quicker than the offensive line, pushing them back on their heels.
So it'll be fourth and 10 from the 15. Third punt attempt for Miller. First one was a high snap, and he ended up having to run as the quarter comes to a close.
And time expires in the first quarter. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, nobody puts up any points. So we will come back after this break with the second quarter and see what's going to happen after the punt. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Football right here on The Legend.
This Sunday, bring the gang to Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport from 10:30 until 2 for a delicious hot plate lunch. Sunday plate lunches will include your choice of one meat, two sides, a Hawaiian salad, dinner roll, and choice of coffee or tea. Sunday meat choices include homemade fried chicken and roasted pork loin. Side choices will include homemade dressing, homemade noodles, homemade mashed potatoes and gravy, homemade mac and cheese, corn, and green beans. And if that's not enough, you could add on homemade dessert for just a little extra. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill's regular menu will also be available.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Salukis fans, as we are getting set to start the second quarter of action here at Olney High School. Red Hill Salukis taking on the Olney Tigers. Olney Tigers punting away to Drew Moore. Punt is away. It's a bit of a short punt. Comes down at about the 50-yard line.
Went out of bounds at about the Red Hill 45.
Going to mark it about the 47-yard line. So a decent field position. The Tigers. It's about a 44-yard punt. Not bad. So Salukis will take over. Good field position.
They've had better field position the whole time.
They've had good field position.
And then after one bad punt, they had the ball on fourth down. They came up a yard short inside the 20.
And they got down in the red zone on their first or second drive and wasn't able to drive it in. Gave it to Drake Allen, actually kept it, ran around the outside and tried to dive over the defender, and they marked him just short. Tight bone formation, ball snap, gave it to the second man through to Drew Moore. Blocks two, or
he's inside the
two.
30, the 20, and about the 17-yard line, and a flag, and maybe a face mask. I don't know. Because he was the only Red Hill player around there.
Stiff arm two guys.
So he was at the
great run.
Was at the 40.
They're marking it 30, at the
32 yards, 33
like
yard
17.
Run. Yeah, it's against them.
So as we see, it will be a face mask against the Olney Tigers, first and 10.
Because I figured Moore is the only Red Hill player there, so almost had to be. It'll be.
They marked the 5 yards off. Ball going to be on the 11-yard line, first and 10 for the Salukis.
Excellent opportunity now.
So Moore with two big runs on the night. First opportunity for a touchdown and possibly put the first points on the board.
Mark at the 12.
Ball snapped, handed off to Volkman. Volkman quickly met at the line by a pack of Tigers. Maybe lost the yard there. See where they spot the ball. Looks like they're going to
a yard loss.
Off a yard. So second and 11 for the Salukis.
The play that Moore has had the two long runs on, I'd go to that one.
Yeah, he's...
He had a 36. He's had a 36, or, yeah, a 25 and a 33, so...
Faking it off to Volkman and then
he's
coming
second,
out...
Second man threw off that...
Coming out to Moore and
wishbone,
he
yeah.
hits the B gap and just breaks outside and is gone. Ball snapped, handed off
to
second man to Moore.
He gets to the outside.
Breaks outside.
He's
at the
flag.
Five. Touchdown.
Probably going to be
a flag on the play.
I bet it's holding. That may be why he got so free.
Moore got a clear lane to the outside.
That's that same play. And it's working, so.
Looks like they're going to bring it back now. Holding on the Salukis, so they will mark off the 5 yards.
10 yards. The 10-yard penalty.
So going to bring up a second in Sumner here.
Yeah. It'll be, depends on where the flag was thrown. It was racing at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down and about 21 or 22.
Looks like about 22 here, so.
Moves back out to the 22-yard line. So
tough loss there, but they're having great success with that play. So, I mean, might keep going to that a little bit more. Haven't seen but one pass tonight so far.
Well, he threw two. One was incomplete and the one interception.
So
threw the one deep to Havel and it was too far.
Looks like they're going to keep it in tight, send Havel out to the left side. Looks like Coach Billy Gray is going to call a timeout. Timeouts tonight brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. We'll take one with you. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Football right here on The Legend.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine. And the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Salukis fans. And it's a tough fight so far, Rob.
Right.
Nobody scored, and we're already almost two minutes into the second quarter, and Salukis coming off a 10-yard penalty.
Yeah,
Moore had a wide-open lane.
He was in the end zone. It would have been, but the flag was called basically at the line of scrimmage, so.
He had a great run up the Tiger sideline to get him in within 11 yards.
Yeah, he's at the right halfback spot this time, I think.
Tight wishbone, Allen under center. He's going to roll out to his left. It looks like it's going to be a quarterback keeper pressure on. Brought down way in the backfield. Going to lose about, looks like, 7 yards on that carry. Going to bring up a third and long. Third and way long.
Yes.
A lot of space there. Big loss here. Loss of, from the line of scrimmage, looks about almost 15 yards there. So, going to bring up about a third and 25.
Yeah.
So, So
they were at the 11-yard line. Now there's a timeout by Olney, I think.
We'll go ahead and keep it here. There, the Salukis going up to the line of scrimmage in the double wing. You got to wonder if they're probably going to pass here on this possession. What we saw last week against Robinson, they came in to that double wing and they free released the wingman, and Robinson didn't see it coming, and you had more wide open on the right side, and Olney may have not picked up on that, so they may be catching them by surprise like they did Robinson last week.
And of course, they've run that same play for several years, so a long time. I think even when Billy was playing, that was one of the plays they ran. So,
but Olney also could be expecting that, expecting the pass. So
if he's got the speed to get past him, get past the defender.
And then you have Volkman, who's an up and coming. Prospect for the Salukis, could have him in the backfield and have him just fake throw and have maybe a little screen pass or hand the ball off to Volkman. But if you have him get up the sideline,
if you don't pick up enough yardage to go forward and fourth down, I'd kick it, get him, try to pin them back in the end zone,
get something on the scoreboard. Gonna be in the double wing formation, only defense.
They gotta get spread it way out here to go forward and fourth down. I think
sends man in motion. Allen hands the ball off to Moore to the left side. Going to run it. Get about, looks like about 5 or 6 yards there. Not enough.
He's on the 29. He's going to go up 5 yards. I
see what Coach Gray is going to decide here. Taking his time over there. Looks like he's going to send Henry in with the play. Looks like they're going to go for it on 4th and 24. About
23.
Call it 4th and 23. Going to send trips out to the right side, something we haven't seen yet.
Empty backfield this time. There's still one back there.
Ball snapped and a flag thrown on the play. Going to be a false start on the Salukis.
I'd go ahead and punt. I'd kick it this time.
Coach Gray frustrated over there.
I'd punt it this time.
Going to walk front, it off. Walk
front
it
enough
off
back that.
Back at the line of scrimmage they were just at after that 10-yard mark off.
I'd get it, but see if you can get it down at the – even if you kick in the end zone, they're going to get it at the 20, which is about 10 yards farther back than what it is now.
Sending Gaither back in there with the play and probably going to empty the backfield again. Maybe something different. Might just run it. Who knows?
I think I would punt, but that's – if they make it, that would be the right call.
One man to the right, up back to the left. Allen drops back to pass, long pass, nobody in the vicinity, airs it out. Closest man was Gaither, about 5 yards shy, and it's going to be turnover on downs. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Tigers on their own 28-yard line, it looks like. Big loss there for the Salukis. Yeah. Had an amazing drive downfield. Yeah. Face mask go along with it. Had the ball on the 11-yard line.
They get a holding penalty.
Had 3 penalties, I believe, that possession.
The holding penalty, and then they had a sack.
So it tough loss there. Gonna be big to come back from that. Flags fly as the Tigers try to snap the ball. False start on the Tigers. So not a great start here to the game yet. Nobody scored. Lots of penalties, and we're only 16 minutes into the game.
Salukis had one touchdown call back, but 4 penalties against the Tigers, 2 for the Salukis, but the Salukis were really big ones.
Tigers have doubles to the right, doubles left. Fumbled snap there. Brown holds onto it. He's going to run up the middle, wide open lane. Finally brought down just shy of the first down marker. Looks like a 9-yard pickup there. Going to bring up 2nd and 1.
Picked up about 14 on the play, didn't he?
Yeah.
On the Tigers looking for their first down.
Bit of a high snap there. Yeah. Brown held on to it wonderfully. And they're going to signal first down, so you got 10 there. So Olney Tigers pick up their first down of the night.
Got 15 on the play.
Going to be doubles right, doubles left. Dorn in the backfield with Brown. And the shotgun sends a man in motion. Ball high snap, loses it, fumble, and Salukis take over on the 30-yard line. Tigers get their first down and turn it right back over with a high snap.
That's been happening the whole game, and it shouldn't be that wet right now.
No, and it hasn't rained that much, not even raining now, but it's still playing a factor out there. The moisture on the grass still holding some.
I think after the solution, I just take it and run it at them.
They've got the backfield to do it. They got Volkman back there. Drew Moore, who is a big threat.
Yeah.
Going to bring it in tight with the wishbone. Allen under center. Snaps the ball, hands it off to Moore. He's going to hit the B gap, pick up about three on the play. Going to bring up a second and seven. And only Tigers just stacking the box. They're bringing up about eight guys to the line of scrimmage, and they're just bull rushing.
Yeah, but think about it. If you get past that first eight, you don't have anybody in the backfield to.
And as we've seen that, as Drew Moore, he hits the line of scrimmage and bounces out on those two plays, and it's just kind of a fidgeting game here, trying to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work. We've seen that throwing the ball is not going to work too much. Maybe come back to that later in the game.
I just keep it on the ground.
Allen under center, snaps the ball, gives it to the – keeps the options out to Moore. He's going to fight through a few defenders. A fumble on the carry. Only Tiger picked it up. Wide open field. Havel tracking him down and won't get it. Only Tigers with the touchdown. From out of nowhere, there was a fumble on the play. And I believe, let's see who that was. I think number 16, Caleb Foster, on the carry. Goes from, I believe, the 23-yard line to the other end zone. Caught me by surprise. Allen optioned off. It looked like Drew Moore was going down, but we couldn't see anything.
It was on the far sideline. It looked like it was
a mirage.
Going to be down after about a 4 or 5 yard pickup.
Foster just comes out of nowhere and takes off downfield. So Tigers put six on the board with 7:30 left to go here in the second quarter. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, it's going to be a very, very tough fight. It's Saluki's got to come back off of that one. Back to punt, number 80, or for the PAT, number 84. It's up and good. That was Yuri Pernaza with the extra point. So we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard at the second quarter, 7-0 in favor of the Onley Tigers. We're back after the break with Red Hill Saluki football right here on the Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, and Rutgers Candy. As we were coming back to the break, we just got a score update from the Lawrenceville side, or it's at Paris.
That's Paris.
Lawrenceville taking on Paris, down 20-0 as the first quarter came to an end, and we were told that was about 15 minutes ago, so anything could have happened there.
Right.
As we welcome you back, the Alney Tigers come off a score from a fumble recovery.
77-yard fumble recovery for Caleb Foster.
So back to receive for the Salukis, Gaither and Moore. Yuri Carnaza getting set to kick off for the Olney Tigers, and the kick is away. Squib kick there. Nice. Bounces way back.
Went out of bounds. So
about the 22, 23-yard line.
So Salukis get the ball at the 40.
So Salukis going to mark it at about the 21-yard line. Not their greatest field position they've had tonight, but
they get it at the 35 or 40, so since it went out of bounds.
Looks like they're going to call a false start.
They call it illegal procedure.
Legal procedure.
And, of course, I guess Red Hill could decline and have them kick over, but that doesn't happen very often. So I think it's either 35 or 40 that the ball is placed at.
Referee's talking it over here. Looks like they're going to bring it out looks like the 35-yard line. So Salicki's going to take over at the 35-yard line, going to place the ball on the near hash here. Looks like they're going to keep to the bone formation, bring it in tight, one man out to the left. Allen's under center. Ball snapped. He's going to hand it off to the second man through. He's going to be met by a pack of Tigers. Going to pick up about five there on the play. Get out to about the 40. Drew Moore with the carry that time for the Salukis. Going to bring up second and five, ball on their own 40. Tigers just firing off the ball. And the offensive line having a really tough time up there trying to open up holes.
But they're getting 4 and 5 yards of carry most when they're going up off tackle, up the middle and off tackle.
Picking up little gains here and there, but then they try to bounce outside a little bit just to try and get a little – throw the defense off a little bit. Allen snaps the ball. He's going to hand it off to the second man through. Caught up a little bit there by a little traffic. And finally brought down. They're going to give him about a yard there. See who was on the carry. I believe that was Volkman maybe. Nope, it was Gaither. Gaither coming up out of the pile. Going to give him about a yard. Third and four. Third and maybe they gave him two there, so it's going to be about third and long three. Going to spread it out a little bit, going the double wing formation. Allen under center. Volkman in the backfield. Sends Moore in motion. Snaps the ball. He's going to option it out to Moore on the left side. He's going to try and cut up. He's brought
down.
I think he got the first down and a yard. Going to mark him out about the 46-yard line. So got about.
We got about 5 yards.
5 yards on the carry. Going to bring up first and 10 from, looks like they're going to mark it 46-yard line. Salukis having a lot of trouble. They're getting downfield into the red zone, but just not firing on all cylinders to make it into the end zone. Bone formation, Allen under center, ball snapped, gives it to the third man through. That's Drew Moore. He cuts up the left side, one man to beat. He's pushed out of bounds after picking up about 20 yards there.
He was on the 47.
Maybe looks like going to mark it just a yard shy of 20. It looks like 19 yards. Going to mark it at about the 35-yard line.
Yep.
35.
About 18-yard pickup I give him.
Drew Moore with a big run. Had Caleb Foster just to beat, but pushed him right out of bounds. 35-yard line, first and 10 in Tiger territory. Ball snapped. Hands the ball back off to Drew Moore. He's going to cut back up inside.
He gets inside the 30, it looks like.
Right down just before he picks up 5 yards. They're going to give him six, so going to be second and four. Moore firing, running the ball hard as he always does. And
Ollie's calling a timeout. They're second.
So we'll take a timeout with you as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 5:22 left to go here in the first half. 7-0 in favor of the Tigers. We'll be right back. Timeout brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Welcome back as we come out of the timeout. Drew Moore having a phenomenal night so far. Big pickups.
Yeah, he's had several.
One touchdown call back, so no points on the board yet for the Salukis. Having a hard time getting into the end zone, coming off their last possession with three or four penalties and a sack for a loss. So Salukis,
I've got about 115 for him so far.
Salukis able to get downfield, just not able to convert. In the wishbone, Allen drops back to pass. He's going to air it out.
Somebody's wide open.
Wide open. Havel, right through his hands in the end zone by himself. Just slipped right through his hands. Havel
He was wide open, yeah. And
looked like about a 40-yard pass there.
Yeah.
Free release and nobody around him.
No.
So, Saluki's third and about four here.
At the Ollie 29, so you're probably getting four down territory.
Going to keep to that bone formation, send Havel out to the right side this time. Allen under center. Ball snapped. He's going to hand the ball off to Drew Moore this time. He's going to get the first down. Got about, looks like another six on the play.
Like he got it to about the 23, about 6 yards maybe. 5 yards anyway.
Looks like just past the first down marker, so about 5 yards.
Six first downs for Red Hill and none for Olney yet.
They had one. They had the one because they just marked it shy.
That's right.
And then they turned it over. Saluki's sticking with the bone formation. Allen under center, Havel out to the right side. Ball snapped. He's going to hand the ball off to Drew Moore. Third man through again. Quickly brought down after picking up about 4 yards, it looks like. Gets it out to the 20-yard line. Going to bring up about a second and
six.
Looks like six, second and six. 4 yard pickup for Moore. Saluki's taking their time, running as much time off the clock. 4:25 left to go as the game clock ticks on. Going to keep it in tight, bone formation. Havel out to the left side, Allen under center. Tigers got about nine guys in the box, it looks like. Allen snaps the ball, gets it to the third man through, Drew Moore. He picks up about 6 or 7
looks like
yards.
He's inside the 15.
Might just mark it just shy of the first down. Looks like they're going to take an official look right here real quick. It looks like it's right at the marker. Looks like third and inches. They're going to take an official. They're going to measure it here real quick. Official timeout. The way they place the ball, it's got to be close.
And we're at an angle up here, so we can't see.
It's got to be by a tip from where they placed the ball. It looked like it was right on the yard line of where they placed it. Got the official measure here as they stretch it out.
Fourth down. Or third down.
Going to be third down. It must be like half an inch. Yeah. It has got to be really, really close.
Okay, it's Justin Akers there as one of the officials, along with Brian Danks, Bill McLean, and I can't think of the other two are.
So Saluki's third and a few inches here as they come to the line, keeping in tight with the wishbone formation. Havel out to the right side. Allen under center. He's going to quarterback keeper out to the left side. He gets out there, tripped up. Going to lose about a yard there. Looked like tackle brought down by Peyton Blanton there. So going to bring up.
Well, lost the one.
So it's going to be about fourth and one there. So bring up fourth and one. Ball on the 15-yard line.
Fourth and one.
Saluki's come to the line in the bone formation again. One man out to the left. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Hands the ball off to Drew Moore. He hits the line hard and is pushed. Looks like he's past the line of scrimmage. Or the first down marker. And he got it.
Looks like about the 12-yard line.
So he got about 4 yards on the play there. First and 10, Saluki's. He hit that line hard, and line came right behind him and pushed him a little bit.
Kept his legs moving that way.
Got the whole Tiger team right there on him, crashed down. They I think they knew he was going to be running the ball close. I'm surprised he wasn't running on the fourth and inches. Allen.
Well, he did. He did this one, but the third inches, I was kind of surprised,
Allen under center, tight wishbone formation.
Flag.
Flag on the play. Going to be a false start on Red Hill.
So that's happened down. Last time they were down there, they scored a touchdown or more by Rubin. It was a run by Moore, but they had the holding penalty.
So going to bring up first and 15, ball on the 17-yard line.
Yeah.
Ball
on the 17-yard line of the Tigers.
Havel running out to get the play from Coach Billy Gray. Time taken off. Going to be close getting to the line.
Yeah.
Play clock at 8 now. Getting to the line of scrimmage. Tight bone formation. Play clock at 3. Allen snaps the ball. Hands the ball off to Moore. He's still up and going, dragging a couple of defenders. Gets close to the original line of scrimmage. Going to be just about a yard shy. Going to bring up 2nd and 11. 2 minutes left to go.
He got back almost to the original line of scrimmage. You got 4 there.
2 minutes left to go here in the first half. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers still leading it 7-0 over the Salukis.
Salukis have two timeouts.
Salukis have been close multiple times. Penalties are killing them tonight. And
they've dominated the game from the offensive standpoint. Not a lot of yards, but mistakes.
Looks like they're going to keep it in tight here. Two tight ends. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Going to hand the ball off to the third man through. Looks like Drew Moore again on the run. He's going to pick up about 5 or 6 yards on the play. Looks about 4 yards. Going to bring up about a 3rd and 7.
Picked up about what?
Oh, they're going to mark it up a little bit. About 5 yards. So about 3rd and 6. Ball on about the 8-yard line.
8 or 9-yard line, yeah, just inside the 10. So you got two downs here to pick up.
Going to keep to that
about
tight
6
bone.
Yards.
Keeping to the tight bone formation. Just under a minute left to go. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Fumbled the ball. Not sure who got it there. Just under the lineman. Referees getting them off the
Red
pile.
Ball.
Looks like they're going to call it 4th down here.
Red Hill able to recover.
Got maybe a yard there.
Give him 0.
Just came down right underneath the center.
I'm surprised he hadn't called a timeout here.
4th and 6, 40 seconds left to go. Salukis desperate to get into the end zone here.
Another mistake has cost them probably. They can get a first down, so.
Tigers stack the box. Allen under center. Ball snap. Hands off. Going to drop back to pass. Wide open. Oh, tipped up. Almost intercepted. Intended receiver there was, I believe, Drew Moore had Havel in the backfield.
Yeah.
Or had Havel deep in the end zone and wasn't able to convert on 4th and 6. So it'll be turnover on downs.
Salukis had the ball for almost seven minutes there.
First and 10 for the Tigers on their own 8 or 9 yard line here. 20 seconds left to go here in the first half. Salukis have just been there all night long.
They've been their own worst enemy.
And they've made little mistakes here and there, jumping.
Which turned out to be big mistakes as far as penalties. And fumbled there on that third down play.
Jumping on the line of scrimmage at the offense as the Tigers take a knee and will let time expire. They've had multiple holding calls, but they've had a few in their favor, but they're just killing themselves on the little penalties,
yep.
And it's causing big, big losses. So as time runs out and it expires, first half comes to a close. Tigers are leading it as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 7-0. We will be back in a few minutes to talk some halftime football and hear some stats from Rob McKinley. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to 3 generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Welcome back to halftime here at Olney Richland County High School. Been a tough game so far. Half game tonight brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Rob, it's been a tough one for the Salukis.
Frustrating is what I would say. Basically very frustrating.
They're killing themselves with little mistakes and penalties, which are turning into big, big losses. Right. And they've had a few good runs there by Drew Moore.
They could have had two or three scores here in this first half. They had one call back with a holding penalty, and they had a sack on the play, next play, and then threw an incomplete pass on fourth down. Defense has played super. Now, the only touchdown came on a fumble recovery by Caleb Foster, returning 77 yards. The Tigers have run, for me, I've got them running 12 plays in the first half. Red Hill, I think he's got about 35 plays in the first half they've run. Tigers rushing-wise have less than 10 yards. They're one of two in passing for 6 yards. Rushing, they've got about 20 yards. Salukis, they're 0 of 5 in passing with an interception. Tigers are 1 of 2 with one interception. Salukis have rushed for 162 yards, 136 by Drew Moore on 16 carries. But, you know, they turned the ball over. They had the one fumble there. That was the only turnover they had. On that fumble, but they had another fumble that they recovered this last series on a third down, and they recovered it at the line of scrimmage. They lost about a yard, but on fourth down they threw the pass. It was incomplete, so we had another pass that looked like it could go for a long range, and it went through the receiver's hands. So, you know, that's the way it is. You got to come back out and regroup and come back with the second half.
And they're a bit of a young team, but, I mean, they've got a handful of returning varsity players coming back, and they're just killing themselves down there in the red zone. They get inside the 20, and it's just not happening for them. They're getting penalties called after penalties, and they got to fix something up there. I mean, they're firing off the ball on all cylinders, but the Tiger defense is just coming right back at them and pushing them back, getting in their heads a little bit.
They're doing a lot of things right, and a lot of things well. But, again, when it gets down inside the red zone, you can't complain about the defense at all. They've played a tremendous game. They've kept Ollie in the back in their own territory. Really have not had an offensive scoring threat other than the fumble return for a touchdown. So, and that wasn't the defense's fault. It just happened the ball fell in a certain place on the far sideline. And the only player picked it up and returned it for the touchdown. So, but Salukis finally have had a couple of turnovers that they've recorded. One was on a fumble and one on a pass interception. So that's a positive there from the defensive standpoint. But, again, the offense, they're moving the ball and dominating the offensive line and the time of possession. But Ollie has 7 points and Red Hill has zero. So.
And it's more or less happening whenever they're trying to run the ball to the outside. When they're running up the middle, they're getting little and little gains, 4 or 5 yards, and it's helping them out. They get down into the red zone. I mean, they run up the middle, and then they have Drew Moore cut to the outside, and he picks up about 30 yards here and there. But they get down there within 10 yards, and it's like football just floods out of their head.
And it seems like they've had better success running out of the wishbone than they have the double wing. So we'll see what Coach Gray decides to do here in the second half. The Tigers will receive the kickoff, so it's important that the Slukies defense can hold and maybe force a turnover or something like that to keep themselves back in the ballgame.
Yeah, and as we saw there towards the final offensive series for the Slukies, they were bringing it in tight, trying to really work it downfield, but just not having quite enough success. And I don't know if we'll see any more from that double wing formation here in the second half. We could. It's just whether or not Drake Allen, he's getting more comfortable, as you saw, as he hit Havel there in the end zone, but just kind of fell through his fingers. Yeah. He's got to try and get a better connection with his receivers out there.
And the thing is, I don't know how much. I know Ollie's had trouble on the snaps and several fumbles and high snaps and things when they're in the shotgun offense, tight spread offense. How if the field is maybe still damp, and that may be something trying to get to the corners and things because you don't have as good a footing, so you can't get to the corners as well on offense, so you have to go try to go from tackle to tackle.
Yeah, and Coach Gray's got to be very frustrated with his offense a little bit. Time was expiring there towards the end of one of the downs last. They got within about 3 seconds trying to figure something out, but he's got to be frustrated with his offense, not making little mistakes. I mean, you got the ball right there. You just got to look over or listen for the quarterback, and it's stuff like that that kills you.
Yeah, really. And give credit to the Tigers, sir. They've come up with some good defensive plays there and kept the Red Hill out of the end zone. Of course, the penalties have helped. But then they still have to make the stop on defense, and they've done that and kept them off the scoreboard. It's only 7-0, so I don't look for a lot of scoring in the second half because it's just the defense seemed to have dominated pretty much.
And they knew it was going to be a dogfight coming into this. Both teams undefeated coming into week three. This could decide the conference right here.
This game and the Paris and Newton games are very key games for all the teams when they play each other. So, but the Slukies could still win this game. It's only 7-0 down 7-0. So
got a whole another half of football to play. Anything could happen. That was the halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We'll be back as we await both teams to come back. We'll talk a little bit more of what we expect for the second half right after the break. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Country legends back to back, 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Lawrence County High School Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Best Weight Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Weight should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Weight has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Weight Express, 833-237-8929.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. As we talk expectations here for the second half, I don't know what to tell you, Rob. I feel like the Salukis probably will keep it to the ground a little bit.
I think they have to. They haven't completed a pass. As long as they've been moving it on the ground, which they have been. So
they've been having a lot of success the last 3 weeks or 2 weeks with the running game, and they've had Drew Moore. Volkman was really coming out of his shell, picking up a lot of yardage last week against Robinson. So I would figure Coach Gray would go to him just a little bit more. He's ran the ball about three or four times tonight.
I've got him for five carries but 8 yards.
Five carries. And if he starts getting a little bit better blocks, the holes inside are starting to get clogged up. The Omni Tiger defense is starting to pick up a little bit on that. And it's
– Well, like I said, the offense, they've moved the ball, but it's they get down and the penalties or the things like that, because they had one touchdown run by Moore for about 25 yards, but there was a holding penalty that brought it back, and they didn't score. This last time, they've been down inside the red zone at least three times, maybe four, and should have scored, but they could have had at least a couple of scores in there, maybe three, but, you know, that's not happened. And so they chose 7-0 because of a fumble that was returned 77 yards for a touchdown.
And the defense is just firing on all cylinders. They're really getting out there and really shutting the only target offensive down.
Yeah.
And the only score that Olney's got from was a fumble recovery by Foster, and he just took off down the sideline. I don't think anybody, not even the Saluki offense, knew what happened.
It was on the far side across from us at about between the 25-yard line, and we thought Moore was down, but he may have been down, but the ball had already popped loose. So,
and it's hard telling what's going to happen here. A lot of football left here in this second half, and Saluki's just they got to come out as they return to the field. They got to come out with that can-do attitude.
Yeah.
And no, they are still very much so in this game. And anything can happen. They just gotta do their assignments, hit their gaps, and get their blocks down, and fire off the ball a lot quicker without causing any penalties here in the second half.
Right, and it's like I said, the Salukis only won the toss, deferred to the second half, so it'll be Red Hill kicking off. So they'll put the Salukis defense to the test here right at the start of the third quarter.
And it's going to be a tough game, as they knew coming into this game. But it's Olney's not going to let up. They're not just going to hand it over to him like that.
No, they're a good team.
So as we still await Olney to return to the field, we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for another break, and we'll be right back with second half action of Saluki football. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back. As both teams have finally made it back to the field, we are still waiting for that extra 3 minutes to run off the clock.
Got a minute 50, I think, before Sunday starts.
That mandatory stretching period by the IHSA. Sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't. I mean, it just depends on what the coaches have to say in the locker room. Yeah. They'll either come back early or... Sometimes you think it's needed, but most of the time it's not. But as we still wait, like we said, a lot of football left here in this half. Salukis, they're not going to go down without a fight. Both teams battling really hard. Salukis just got to fix those little mistakes here in this second half.
Shooting themselves in the foot, basically, is what somebody would say.
They get down into the red zone and... They don't know what to do. They make good smart decisions. They cut up outside with Drew Moore, and he gets up, and like you said, that touchdown called back for a loss off a holding penalty, and it's just little mistakes they need to fix. They've been doing it since day one.
They prove that they can do it.
And as the time is ticking off, we got 40 seconds left to go before we get ready for second half of action. Salukis will be kicking off north to south. Tigers south to north.
Hope this is the first of about three or four kickoffs for Red Hill the second half.
We hope so. We got to do something to get that red zone frustration fixed. And it looks like it's going to be Peyton Blanton back to receive along with, can't get that number. It looks like Gavin Dorn, maybe.
Maybe it could be.
Dorn and Blanton back to receive for the Salukis. Drew Moore will kick off for the Salukis. Hopefully Drew Moore can pin him deep here, and as we haven't seen only a couple of only Tiger kicks, and it haven't been real good. So Drew Moore will kick it up the right side and come down with it is number 15, maybe.
Still on at about the 36-yard line, so.
So number 25 caught that. It was Cameron Gardner. Fell on it at the 35, and Tigers will have their first shot here at their trying to make it downfield past the Saluki defense. And as, so, like we said, defense is doing their job. They're keeping only the minimal yardage, and
this is one of the better field positions that the Tigers have had too to start with.
Looks like the Tigers are going to go doubles right, doubles left. Brown with Dorn in the backfield. Brown snaps the ball, hands it off to Dorn, and he is tackled in the backfield for a loss. Going to lose about two on that run. And I believe, who's that? Was that maybe Gagne on the tackle over there? Yep, Andrew Gagne on the tackle. Gagne been doing a phenomenal job so far this season. Getting in the backfield, really pinning him deep. Doubles again. Brown in the shotgun, drops back, looks to his left. Quick pass, nobody there. Almost intercepted there by Volkman. Looked like, I believe, Foster was free releasing downfield.
Took a third down and 11.
So third and 11 here for the Tigers. Doubles right, doubles left again. Dorn in the backfield with Brown. Silikis, four-man front. Brown snaps the ball, drops back, looking to his right. Little flat route, gets it out here to Miller, I believe.
He did not make the first
caught
down.
The ball and just short. Looks like he's going to be about 2 yards short here. Bring up about fourth and two. Looks like Coach Matt Music is going to send his punting unit out here. Not going to risk it here early in the second half. Number 12, Quinn Miller, the punt man for the Tigers. Back to receive for the Salukis, Drew Moore. Miller with some good punts so far here in the game.
Another high snap.
He's pressure on. He scrambles around, gets it away. High punt. Going to come down about the 37-yard line. Bounces sideways.
Goes 35.
30. So 35 to 35. Switch sides.
About a 23-yard kick.
Salukis take over. Ball on their 35-yard line. See if we can make something happen here in the first offensive drive. Got to wonder what Coach Gray said in the locker room there at halftime.
The players might have talked to each other about, you know.
Sure, he wasn't happy. He hounded on him about those little mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, simple football. Going to go in the bone formation. One man out to the left. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Hands off to the first man through. That's Volkman. He cut up the middle and then cut to his own sideline. Picked up about 5 yards there and changed direction for some reason. He had an open lane, picked up 5 yards, but then went straight for his own sideline and quickly brought down. So second and five, ball on the 40-yard line. Going to keep bone formation, man out to the left. Allen under center, three in the backfield. Allen snaps the ball, hands off to the first man through, quickly stopped at the line of scrimmage. Volkman again on the carry, picks up no gain. Going to bring up third and five. Need to switch something up here. They're at fourth down territory.
You'd be a punting territory here if you don't pick up the first down. Unless you get maybe half a yard to go, and you might be. But you're giving them good field position, so.
Going to stick to the bone formation, send Havel out here to the left. Allen under center, got to make some magic happen. Going to hike the ball, hand it off to the second man through. Moore quickly brought down for a loss there. Maybe a loss of yard, going to bring up about fourth and six. And only Tiger defense just firing off the ball quicker than the offensive line.
40-yard line, so Moore will go back to punt.
Coach Gray not happy over there as we look over to the far sideline. Moore back to punt for the Salukis to receive the punt. Peyton Blanton for the Olney Tigers. Ball snap. And it looks like it's going to be a fake. Drew Moore gets it off. Lineman, nobody there. It looks like he was trying to get it to Volkman. But there's a lineman there close to the line of scrimmage. And
whether it was actually supposed to be that way or he had the pressure and he decided to run it, I don't know.
Hard telling what was going on there, but incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs. First and 10 from the Saluki 40-yard line. The best field position I think the Tigers have had all night. So rough start to the second half here for the Salukis as 3.5 minutes have already ticked off the clock. Had possession for about 2 minutes there so far here in the third quarter. Doubles for the Tigers, Brown in the shotgun. False start here as looked like Brown was going on double cadence. Looked like number 65 jumped.
So the first 15.
Braden Adams. So going to mark it off first and 15 from the 45-yard line. Salukis getting a little help there.
Well, Salukis need to come up with a defensive play here, maybe from another turnover.
Brown in the shotgun, doubles out to the left and right. Ball snapped, handed off to Dorn. Dorn up the left side. He breaks a couple tackles, gets across the arena to the line of scrimmage. Picked up about seven there. Going to bring up about second and eight.
7.
Gaither on the tackle in there.
So that's her yard longest gain on the ground so far.
Tigers going to stick to the doubles formation. Brown in the shotgun snaps the ball, hands the ball off to Dorn. Dorn breaks flag out to the right side. Flag flies.
You're probably going to have a hold.
Another flag thrown behind, back in the defensive backfield. Came close to the first down. Looked like just a yard shy, but see what these two flags are.
Like one of them's probably holding against Olney. The other one, I don't know. It was down where
maybe
the tackle
a face mask out here. Get the official word, holding against Olney.
Two holding calls.
So Salukis with a little relief there.
He'll take the one farther back from that point.
Mark it off from, looks like, the line of scrimmage there.
So it'll be second down and about 18, maybe. We need to go to the...
looks like they're
32.
On the 49-yard line.
Second and 17.
So about second and maybe 19 here. So Saluki gets some help there, driving back. Trips to the left, one man out to the right, Brown and shotgun, Dorn in the backfield with him, trying to throw the dogs off balance, double cadence. Brown will reset, get it play back in. Sends a man in motion, ball snapped. He's going to drop back to pass, looking to his right. Dorn open, intercepted by Parker Havel.
That's what he needed. That's his second interception of the game.
Parker Havel with the interception and gets about 6 yards off of it. Havel with a big play for the Salukis. Hopefully the Salukis can turn that into an even bigger play, march it downfield and score, and have a little momentum going here in
the
second
half.
46,
so.
Havel with the big play from what they needed.
Yeah.
Brown dropping back. Had Dorn open for a small window, but Havel saw where he was going, jumped up, high-pointed it, and got it. Salukis in the wishbone formation, one man out to left. Allen snaps the ball, hands it off to the third man through. I believe that was Henry on the carry. Picks up about 5 yards. Josh Henry on the carry. He's going to bring up second and 5, ball on the Tigers 49-yard line. So little plays here and there.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to stick to. And
you got to get those 4 and 5. Get that 5 yards on first down.
It's been working for them in the first half. So, I mean, maybe that's what they need to stick to tonight.
I think so right now.
Wishbone formation, one man out to the right side. Allen under center, snaps the ball, hands it off to third man through. Drew Moore this time, one man to beat here as he stiff arms Blanton, gets out to the left side. As he's forced out of bounds, he's going to pick up about 8 yards on the play, it looks like. He picked up about 9 yards.
I'm going to mark him.
Gets
it
out to the 40.
Yeah.
So 9 yards there on the carry for Moore. Picks up the first and 10 for the Salukis. Gets in further and further to the Tiger territory.
Down to 6:44 to go in the third quarter.
Salukis needing to get up on the board badly here before the end of the third quarter. A lot of football left here to play as they're down 7-0 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Double wing formation, sends a man in motion, hands the ball off to Henry. Henry cuts up the middle, picks up about, looks like, 5 they're going to mark it at. Going to mark the ball at the 35-yard line, 2nd and 5 for the Salukis. Henry really coming into his own.
Yeah,
he's been running the ball hard for the Saluki offense here. He is a 6'2", 210.
He had 2 carries
junior.
Two carries for 7 yards in the first half. Back to the double wing.
Having a little bit more success here in the third quarter. Allen under center sends a man in motion, hands the ball off to Volkman. Volkman cuts up the middle, maybe just shy of the first down marker. See where they mark the ball here.
I think it's buddy.
Marking it at about the 31-yard line.
Maybe so a yard short, it looks like.
3rd and 1 for the Salukis. Volkman with a good size run. And it's hard telling who they're going to go here. I mean, Volkman and Moore.
Back to, they're back to the bone, so I'm going to go with Drew.
So probably Moore here on the run as the wishbone formation. Havel out to the left side, Allen under center. Ball snapped, hands a little reverse here.
Counterplay, I think it was Moore, wasn't it?
Looks like Moore got the ball, and he picked up about four there on the run. Got the first down and a little more.
And a little counterplay that way.
Kind of always fakes me out a little bit. It seems like you never know it. It never keep track of the ball. It's hard to see that.
I've seen them run this offense so many times, but it's not the same running back.
Saluki's going to the double wing formation here. Allen's going to stay under center. Volkman in the backfield. Allen sends a man in motion. He's going to be quarterback keeper up the middle. Not maybe got a couple yards out of it.
Looks like he got about two, maybe.
Going to give him about 3 yards, so bring up second and seven. Allen with his, what is that, fourth run of the night, I believe. He's got a few yards. Looks like Coach Gray's throwing everything he has at him so far, just trying to do everything he can to deviate from the pass game a little bit. And
spreading it out a little bit this time.
Looks like they're
going to same offense.
Stick the double wing, sends a man in motion, hands the ball off to Drew Moore up the left side.
Inside,
gets out to the 20.
Going
to be about 3 yards shy of the first down. Going to bring up a third and three. Going to be third and long two here. Saluki's moving the ball slowly but surely, inching for that red zone, which has been their kryptonite all night.
And they're right now at the 20.
See if they fixed all those little mistakes they've. They've had a little help so far here in the third quarter. Having only caused a multiple hold penalties, which helped them tremendously. And then the interception coming from Parker Havel.
Yeah.
Wishbone formation. Havel out to the left side. Hands the ball. Second man through. I believe that was Drew Moore. Looks like they're going to give it to him. Got about 4 yards on the play.
It's going to be close to the first down. I think he may be shy.
They're going to look at it here real quick. Waiting for the official word.
We're gonna
official
measure.
Timeout to measure it. It's got to be close. And, again, it's another situation like we saw. We got it at an angle, so it's going to be within inches again.
They look like they started about the 27, and it's at about the 17, so.
Tiger defense, again, both defenses firing off the ball very well. Saluki offense moving the ball slowly but surely here. Looks like they got it by about a yard, it looks like. So first and 10, Drew Moore with a 4-yard carry. Saluki's back in the red zone for the first time this half. 3:29 left to go here in the third quarter. Trying to get up on the scoreboard. Going to stick to the bone formation. Havel out to the left side. Allen under center. Ball snap, hands it off to the second man through. Drew Moore quickly met at the line by a pack of Tigers. Picked up about one on the carry, it looks like. Going to bring up a second and 9, maybe. As the rain is coming back, it looks like.
I'm going to give him second and 10, maybe. No gain.
See where they mark. Yep, looks like no gain. Going to stick with that bone formation. Havel out here to the left. Allen under center, ball snap. Hands it off to the third man through. Gaither on the carry. He's going to pick up about 5 yards, it looks like. Going to bring up second and 5. Ball on the 11-yard line.
Third and 5.
Third and 5. Yeah, no. Sorry. Saluki's moving closer and closer for that first score. They can taste it. Sticking with that bone formation. Havel way out here to the left side. Allen under center. Ball snapped. He's going to give it to the third man through. Hitting it hard is Drew Moore. drives through close to the first down, end zone. Yeah.
He's in the inside the five, it looks like.
Maybe the 1 yard line. Gonna mark it at about the one, maybe the half yard line. Yeah. First and goal.
11 yard pickup.
Saluki.
They can score. The 2-point conversion will become very, very big.
Saluki's just inches away from the end zone. Been in the red zone all night. Little mistakes have kept them out of the end zone. Just under 2 minutes left to go. Sticking to the bone formation, Allen under center. Going to hand it off to the second man through. Volkman tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Tigers keeping them out. Going to bring up second and short again.
No gain.
Saluki's tough time trying to fire off the ball. And Tigers just second quicker than the Saluki's. And it's killing them. I mean, they're doing everything right they can so far on offense. It's just they got to get past that only Tiger defensive line. Going to switch sides, send Havel out to the right. Wishbone formation. Allen snaps the ball, gives it to the second man through, walks right into the end zone. Touchdown, Salukis. Looks like Drew Moore was on the carry there.
Mm-hmm.
So Salukis up after almost three quarters. Finally put points up on the board. Looks like they're going to go for two here. Try and make it 8-7. Get their first lead of the night. Going to go with the bone formation. Send Havel out to the right side. Allen under center. Ball snapped. He's going to hand it off to the second man through to Drew Moore. Is he in? Waiting for the official word. He's in, but a flag is thrown.
Was that a late flag afterwards?
Late flag. So Drew Moore got the 2-point conversion, but waiting to see what the flag is.
2-point conversion, flags on the play.
Late flag after the fact of calling in the end zone. Officials talking it over. 2 points good, unsportsmanlike against Olney.
So Red Hill will kick off.
2-point conversion is good by Moore.
Red Hill will kick off from the 45. So Salukis get the 2-point conversion, make it 8-7 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard with 1 minute left to go here in the third quarter. We'll be back after the short break. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we come off the Dogs' first score of the night.
Took
after
almost
three quarters.
1 minute and 1 second shy of three quarters. 1 yard run by Drew Moore and a 2-point conversion by Moore, and the Salukis lead 8-7.
So they
had a 15-yard penalty against the Tigers on unsportsmanlike conduct. So Red Hill will kick off from the Tiger 45-yard line. So they'll have good field. Maybe kick Conley back and force him into bad field position. That's the hope from Red Hill's standpoint.
The Salukis finally break that curse of penalties on themselves, finally make it into the end zone, marching downfield little by little and making a big play. So Drew, going to be number 11, Josh Henry kicking it off this time. Henry, ball is away. It's going to be an onside kick. Look like only Tiger fell on it, so tried to capitalize on that 15-yard penalty, but wasn't able to. So Tigers will take over, ball on their own 35-yard line. Good thinking there by Coach Gray, trying to get back up by another score before the quarter ends. But I feel like Coach Matt Music was maybe expecting that.
Yeah, I think so.
After that 15-yard penalty.
By having Henry kick off more quicker to get down the field.
So Tigers line up, trips to the right. They're going to switch sides. Doubles to the right, doubles to the left. And it looks like Coach Gray is going to call a timeout with 59.8 seconds left to go. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. Salukis are leading it as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 8-7. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
This Sunday, bring the gang to Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport from 10:30 until 2 for a delicious hot plate lunch. Sunday plate lunches will include your choice of one meat, two sides, a Hawaiian salad, dinner roll, and choice of coffee or tea. Sunday meat choices include homemade fried chicken and roasted pork loin. Side choices will include homemade dressing, homemade noodles, homemade mashed potatoes and gravy, homemade mac and cheese, corn, and green beans. And if that's not enough, you could add on homemade dessert for just a little extra. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill's regular menu will also be available.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. As we come back out of the timeout, Saluki's tried an onside kick. Almost had it there, but just weren't successful. Josh Henry came in to kick it, and Tigers quickly dived on it at their own 35-yard line where they will take over. Trips to the right, one man to the left, Brown in shotgun. He drops back, rolls out to his right. Quick pass down in the flats to Miller. Miller quickly met there, breaks a tackle. Finally brought down by Henry. Picked up about, looks like, 3 yards on the play, maybe. See where they mark him at. Looks like official timeout. Saluki down on the field there.
That was Drew. I think it's obviously equipment or not.
Somebody cramping up.
Well, it's an Alney player, I think.
No, it's Red Hill.
Okay.
I don't know if it's Henry or who it is.
Looks like he picked up about just 1 yard on the play, maybe.
So they're going to mark it at the 36-yard line, so it's going to be 2nd and 9. Athletic trainers out there trying to work out the cramps. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. Hopefully be back with more football. 8-7, no score change. 2nd and 9 for the Tigers. We'll be back in 30 right here on The Legend.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
As we come back out of the break, that was Parker Havel down with a cramp there. He's walking off, jogging off the field.
He's got to take one play off at least.
Tigers got 1 yard on the play. 2nd and 9, ball on their own 36-yard line. Doubles to the right, doubles to the left. Dorn in the backfield with Brown. Saluki's three-man front. Brown drops back to pass, looking to his right, goes downfield. Almost intercepted there by Drew Moore, knocked away. Quinn Miller running downfield. Gannon Gaither quickly jumps on him.
So it'll be 3rd down and 8, 9.
35 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Coach Matt Music trying to mix it up as best he can. He been running the ball most of the night a little bit after first half.
They were tied until one. Late in the first half, this is the first time they've been behind. So
after those high snaps and everything, Coach Matt Music starting to go to the air a little bit more, sending trips to the left side. Caleb Foster alone over here to the near sideline by himself, round in the backfield along with Dorn. He's gonna fake the handoff, keeping himself to the left side. He's gonna break up the middle. He gets the first down and more before he's brought down right at midfield. Pick up of about 13 yards on the carry.
About a 14-yard pickup there, yeah.
Coder Brown brings him to midfield. 28 seconds left to go. Going to be hurry-up offense here.
Yeah, they have to run one play here.
Trips out to the left side, one man to the right. Dorn in the shotgun, or Brown in the shotgun, I'm sorry.
Flag.
Flags quickly fly. False start on the Tigers. Going to march it off, 5 yards. Going to be back at their own 45-yard line.
That's 8 penalties for 65 yards.
Both teams killing themselves.
Yeah, Red Hill has just 3 for 20, but they've been key ones. That one, especially the holding penalty, that negated a touchdown.
So Tigers, looks like they don't have to run a play here, but they come to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the left, one man to the right, Brown in the shotgun. Ball is snapped, hands the ball off to Dorn. He's going to run it up the middle and brought down after picking up about 2 yards. As time expires, we'll look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it 8-7 over the All-New Tigers. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as the fourth quarter has finally arrived, the final 12 minutes. Anything could happen. Saluki's up by 1.8-7. As we get a score update, it is 55 Paris, Lawrenceville 0. Running clock over there at Paris football field. Saluki's trying to hold the Tigers to short yards here. Second and 12, it looks like. Ball on the 48-yard line. And it looks like it's going to be a false start on the Tigers.
It'll be second down and 17 then.
So mark it off, and second consecutive penalty for the Tigers. Trying to throw the Salukis off a little bit, get a little yardage for themselves. Tigers doubles to the right, doubles left. Dorn in the backfield with Brown. Putting a little pressure on, sends a man in motion. Brown snaps the ball, hands the ball off to Blanton. Slips up just back behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose about 3 yards there. Going to mark it at about the 40-yard line. Loss of about 3. Going to bring up 3rd and 20. Tigers. Blanton trying to turn up field as quickly as he could. Tried to plant his foot. Slipped up out there. A little slick out there on the field. Looks like they're going to go doubles right, doubles left. Or trips right. One man to the left. Brown back in the shotgun. Look to pass here. And it looks like Coach Music's going to call a timeout real quick.
His first of the half.
Doesn't like what he sees. We'll take one with you. No score change yet. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Tonight's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, and WTHI-TV. Timeout's brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union. Welcome back after that timeout by Coach Matt Music. Only Tigers, third and long 20, trying to get it back across the midfield. 50-yard line, original line of scrimmage, going to empty the backfield. Doubles right, doubles left. Sends Blanton in motion. Brown snaps the ball. He's going to drop back, looks to his right. Quick screen pass out there to Blanton. Truck tries to lay his head down. Gets about 6 yards out of that.
He's on the 40. He had about 6. It'll be fourth down.
And a Saluki down way in the backfield. Not sure what happened back there. He's deep behind.
Yeah.
Back there, a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure who that is. Coach Gray runs out there as they, I don't know if, looks like he's signaling to his head maybe. He's going to get his helmet off. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with try and find out who it is down there. We'll be right back, right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, one-year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Welcome back after that injury timeout. Volkman was down on the play. Looked like he got shooken up just a little bit. He was down back behind the line of scrimmage back there in the backfield.
I couldn't see the number on it. So
Volkman limped off the field there, and it's going to bring up about 4th and
14.
Looks like, yep, 4th and 14 here.
According to the scoreboard.
As they try and fix the chains here. Something happened over there with the chains. Don't know. It got bunched up for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing. It was at midfield, but now they're moving it back to the
more than
45.
It's got
to
be about 4th and 20.
So they're going to mark it off even further. I don't know what happened there.
They're going to punt. They're going to punt, but still.
Not sure what happened, but we'll figure it out later.
Low snap, but it gets
punted away. High, deep punt there. Going to drop down about the 25-yard line, roll into Saluki territory.
Going to
come down about the 15. So great punt there by Quinn Miller of the Olney Tigers, pinning the Salukis deep back in the backfield. Salukis got to drive downfield like they did last time, little by little. Do what they can. They're going to, as always, run as much time off the clock as possible.
If they could take it down the field. A time-consuming drive would be.
Because last few games, especially last week against Robinson, they would just eat up as much time as they can.
They had an 85-yard drive and a 73-yard drive for their two scores in the second half. So
looks like they're going to stay in tight bone formation. Allen under center. Ball snapped, hand off to the third man through, hits the line hard, quickly brought down. Not sure who that was. Maybe Drew Moore on the carry. Picks up about a yard, so going to bring up 2nd and 9. Gets difficult trying to look across the field just to even try and get a number. And Alney not wearing the best of jerseys.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of hard to see even with the lights on out there.
And even Red Hills, even with the white jerseys and blue, when you get 5, 6, 7, 8 guys around there, it's hard to say.
So the Keys running as much clock as they can. Get up to the line, bone formation. 2 left on the play clock. Ball snapped. Hands it off to the third man through. He breaks up the left side. Gets the first down and Moore. Gets about 11 yards there on the carry. That's going to be Drew Moore. Gets right around 11 yards. Picks up the first down. Ball marked at the 29-yard line.
She got about a 14-yard pickup, looks like.
Saluki's marching it downfield, slowly but surely, taking their little gains as they can. Looks like they're going to stick to the tight bone formation the rest of the game. Allen under center. Ball snapped, hands it off to the third man through. Quickly brought down in the backfield for about a 3-yard loss. That was Henry on the carry, Josh Henry. Loss of about 3 yards. Going to bring up about 2nd and 13, maybe 12, 2nd and 12 here.
Yeah, that's about 1 or 2. About the 28-yard line.
Saluki's taking as much time. They notorious for taking a lot of time off the clock. They've been taking about 8-minute drives, it seems like, just to even get down the field when it comes down to the fourth quarter. Ball snapped, hands off to the third man through. Looks like Henry maybe, or Gaither. Nope. I couldn't tell who was on that one. Probably Moore getting up out of the pile. He gets about 4 on the play. Going to bring up about 3rd and 7. Ball on the 32-yard line. Moore having another good night tonight. He's had a couple hundred yards the last couple weeks.
He's had well over. He had almost 400 for two games. So, but third and 7.
Looks like they're going to spread it out this time. Allen snaps the ball, hands it off to Volkman. Flag out here to the sideline. He picked up about 3 there. See what we got here. Not sure what it was. Maybe a holding call.
It was called right about the snap, so. Looking for Cedar Red Hill. So I don't know.
I wasn't sure what they were trying to run. It looked like they were going for the double wing, but.
Yeah, they did. I think they're just kind of running it. So they're going to decline the penalty.
So going to bring up about 4th and 5 here. Salukis will be forced to punt. Going back to receive for the Tigers is Quinn Miller. Drew Moore will punt away for the Salukis. Drew Moore getting set to punt here. He's had a couple good punts so far. It is away. Low punt. Ball was touched at about the 48-yard line. So marker will be down, and Tigers will take over. It looks like they're going to mark it at about the 49-yard line. Not a very good punt here this time. Gives the Tigers great field position out there near midfield. So,
and you got to think, too, field goal could put the Tigers ahead. It doesn't have to be a touchdown.
So, again, Saluki defense needing another big play. Havel with the big play of the...
I think that interception started the touchdown drive, didn't it?
Yeah, with there towards the end of the third quarter.
Right.
Havel had that big interception, and they marched it downfield, got within a couple yards. Moore walked it right in. They kept the momentum going off of that interception.
Down to 7:48 to go.
Tigers doubles out to the left. Looks like they're going to have tight end and wingman out to the right. Dorn in the backfield with Brown. Sends a man in motion. And it looks like flags fly. False start on the offense.
Defense came right across there, so, yep.
False start on the Tigers. March it off another 5 yards.
First and 15.
Tigers, they must be trying to go 10. For that double cadence. If not, they just can't get it worked out enough.
10 for 75 in penalties,
It's starting to kill them here in the second half. First it was the Salukis biting their tongues. Now it flips over to the Tigers. It must be that direction going north to south.
Yeah, there's.
Doubles out to the right, doubles to the left. Brown in the shotgun, snaps the ball, drops back, looking to his left. Hits Sutton Dunn for the flag route. He gets the first down and more. Sutton Dunn picks up about 18 on that reception. First and 10 Tigers. Sutton Dunn had his man beat. It looked like he was out here going against Drake Allen out here at the corner. They're going to go hurry up offense. Doubles right, doubles left. Brown in the shotgun. Ball snap. Drops back, looking to his right. Rolls out to the right. Quick dump pass out there to his receiver. Caught. About 4 yard pickup. Looks like Caleb Foster on the reception. Foster gets 4, brings up 2nd and 6. Tigers trying to quickly get into the end zone. 7:28 left to go here as Foster got out of bounds. Doubles right, doubles left. Ball snapped. Hands the ball off to Dorn. Dorn breaks up the middle. Tripped up quickly there by. Looks like Gannon Gaither. He picked up about 3 yards there on the carry. Going to bring up about 3rd and 4. 3rd and a long 3, maybe. Going to be doubles right, doubles left. Ball snap. Quarterback keeper up the left side. Brown wide open. Moore brings him down, but flags flying in. He got the first down, got about 6 yards on the carry, but see what the flag is here.
Brown on the carry for the Tigers.
That flag coming way from back in the defense. So we get the official word as they're talking it over. Is that holding or blocking the back?
I think it's 10-yard penalty, though, I think.
Holding on the Tigers. Mark it off from the spot of the foul. As we get a score update from the Lawrenceville Paris game, 63-0. Lawrenceville falls to Paris.
So the ball back at the 37-yard line. It'll be
going to bring up about third.
Third down.
Third and about a long seven, maybe eight.
I can't see this. The second
it's
or third.
Third down.
They're showing third. Okay, yeah, it would be.
Doubles left, doubles right. Tigers inching for that first down. Dorn in the backfield with Brown in the shotgun. High snap. He gets it, drops out to his right, slips up a little bit, pressure on, and finally drug down by number 61.
That's probably 51, Cade Benson.
Cade Benson. 51.
51, Cade Benson.
Cade Benson gets a sack for a big loss.
Yeah, he was on the – he lost about 12 yards on the play, didn't he?
Ball on the 49-yard line, it looks like. So
they're going to
fourth and almost.
I think they're going to punt now.
Quinn Miller back to punt for the Olney Tigers. Drew Moore back to receive it. Saluki defense, big stop there.
Yeah.
Miller, ball snapped and ball away. Nice high punt. Moore drops everybody back, and it's going to roll.
Wow. Got it 3-yard line.
Just before the end zone.
Right.
Got it at about the 2-3-yard line, it looks like.
About a 47-yard punt.
Down on the 1-yard line. We'll call it a 2.
So Saluki's back way deep in their own field.
Yeah, the ball just didn't roll fast enough to get to the end zone.
Drew Moore, he was way up. He wasn't going to do anything with the ball this time, but kind of pay for that, and they're going to pick it up at their own, looks like their own 3-yard line, first and 10. So Saluki's got 5:46. They can run as much time, but they need to get away from that end zone. So got to wonder what Coach Ray is going to call here, end zone. It's going to be close. It's been a tough night so far, so they got 10 seconds left on the play clock. Looks like he's going to call a timeout, talk it over a little bit. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. If you look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 8-7, 5:46 left to go in the game. We'll be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we're coming out of that timeout. Rob, it's going to be a tough 5:45 minutes.
You need to get a first down here, so when you punt, if you have to punt, you're not punting from deep in your own end zone.
And it's going to be tough. This Tiger defense has been firing on all pistons, all cylinders tonight. They've been causing fumbles, and they've gotten a few interceptions as well. So it's going to be a tough decision on what Coach Gray is going to go with here. And
you can go something straight ahead, but sometimes, see if you can get 3 or 4 yards, then you can call something different, a little bit. But
looks like they're going to go with the wishbone formation.
Yeah, I think you have to here.
One man out to the left, Allen under center. Ball snapped. Allen's going to do a quarterback keeper. He drives right up the middle. He's going to pick up about 2 yards, it looks like. Mark it at about the 5.
Then about 3 yards, maybe.
Going to bring up about 2nd and 8.
8 or 7, 2nd and 7.
So Saluki's going to run the clock out, call, get as much time ran out before they move the ball. And the way it's going, they can control the game. If they get a first down, they maybe need only 2 or 3 first downs.
They need,
they've got it.
But they've got to get that, and that's pretty difficult.
Double wing formation, Moore in motion. Ball snap. Not sure what's going on. Allen got the ball handed off to Volkman, but tripped up maybe a yard. Call it no gain at the five. Going to bring up third and maybe a seven. So got about a yard out of that. Third and seven from the 6 yard line. Saluki's in desperate need of a first down here. Keep the clock rolling. We're going to stick with the double wing formation. Rain coming down again. Allen having trouble on that last possession. Allen snaps the ball, rolls out to his left. Gets the ball off before pressure on. Incomplete pass. Pass intended out there for number 85, I believe it is. We don't have him on the roster.
That stops the clock. So
Saluki is upset there. Tigers defense forces a fourth down turnover.
You say it's raining again?
A little sprinkle out there. So Drew Moore going to be kicking from deep in the end zone. Quinn Miller back to receive for the Albany Tigers. 4:20 left to go. Ball snap, punt is away. Low punt, but drives back, gets almost out to midfield.
Oh, they almost goes past midfield, yeah.
Quinn Miller acted like he was going to
pick
it up.
About the 43-yard line. So
gets back
about a 52-yard punt.
Back in Tiger territory. Tigers will take over. And Saluki defense going to be having to fire off.
Yeah.
They got to watch that ball because look for only Tigers to go on double cadences here.
Yeah.
And they haven't had much success so far, as they've had about five or six penalties alone on false starts.
And they're probably going to put the ball in the air as much most of the time.
And
they do have two timeouts. Red Hill, I believe, has one.
Doubles right, doubles left. Brown in the shotgun with Dorn in the backfield. Drops back, looks to his left. Quick curl route out here to Sutton Dunn. Caught it near midfield. Brought down by a pack of dogs.
Maybe about five.
So getting him about 6 yards there, gets it at midfield. Bring up a second and four. Ball on the 50-yard line. 3:45 left to go. Hurry up offense here for the Tigers. Doubles left, doubles right. Brown in the shotgun. Ball snap, drops back. Looks to his right. Quick post route.
Incomplete.
Pass intended for Caleb Foster. Broke up there by Parker Havel.
A little bit high. Foster went up to catch it.
Havel bringing him down and bring up third and a long four. Tigers going to go stay doubles right, doubles left. Dorn in the backfield with Brown in the shotgun. Officials trying to keep the ball dry out there. Ball snap. Brown fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself, but quickly met in the backfield by Kay Benson with another sack.
Yeah, he lost about 3 yards in that play, didn't they?
So going to bring up about fourth and a long seven, maybe eight.
Fourth and about eight, yeah.
See what Coach Matt Music decides to do here. He's going to go for it.
Well, you almost have to here.
3:15 left to go in the game.
You don't want to give it to a team that can run the clock out. So defense has to come through with some.
Coach Music going to go for it here on fourth down. Doubles right, doubles left. Saluki fans on their feet over there on the visitor side. Brown in the shotgun. Ball snapped. He's dropping back, looking right. He's going to pass downfield near the first down marker. Broken up by Parker Havel. Turnover on down Saluki's. That could be the game decider there. 2:50 left
to
go. Saluki's will take over at the Tiger 47-yard line. That could be the game. Saluki's known to take their time, run the clock.
Well, yeah,
the
Tigers do have two timeouts, but.
So, if the Saluki's get the first down or even close, look for Coach Matt Music to start calling those timeouts.
He may have to call one depending after this first down play, depending on how much what they get, especially if they don't get anything.
Saluki's will stay in tight bone formation here.
That's the 47 of Albany.
Allen under center. Ball snapped, hands off to the third man through. Drew Moore, he breaks up the middle.
He hits about six or seven, doesn't he?
Gets about, looks like they're going to mark him 6 yards.
Yeah, about six.
So going to bring up second and four.
Well, I tell you, this is where you go to your workhorse.
Oh, yeah. Drive it downfield. Pick up a couple first downs here. Run as much clock as you can.
Actually, you don't really want to score here. If you scored, you need your two-point conversion because you give the ball back to them. So,
Saluki's taking their time. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Allen under center. 2:10 left to go in the game. Ball almost snapped, hands it off to the third man through. I believe that was Henry.
Looks like he almost fumbled it, too, I think.
No gain, and Coach Matt Music quickly calls the timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with you. The timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
The biggest variety of real country music. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
And welcome back as Salukis have the football on the Tiger 40-yard line. Third and about four, it looks like. 2:05 left to go in the game. Salukis lead it as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 8-7 over the Olney Tigers. Salukis sticking with that bone formation. Allen under center, ball snapped, and it looks like flags are flying.
Illegal procedure against Red Hill. Left in, left tackle.
Looks like left tight end left a little early.
Yeah.
And they've been getting close on that, it seems like, the last few times. So
I'd still run the same play you had out there.
So it looks like Gaither over there bringing in the play from Coach Gray. Going to be about third and a long eight. Ball now on the 45-yard line. Saluki's taking their time, running the play clock out. Five seconds left on the play clock. The game clock, clock not running.
Yeah.
2 seconds left. One. Either a false start or a
another penalty.
Delay of game. False start on the Saluki's. Coach Gray frustrated with what's happening out there.
He could have called a timeout. That would have been their last one, but still. You're gonna keep the ball on the ground. The clock, it's not gonna start until your play starts anyway. So
it looks
the play clock running it down doesn't make a lot of difference right now.
Looks like he's gonna keep with the same play here. Offense huddled back there.
And if you don't pick the first down, you punt and hope you pin him back a little bit farther.
Tight bone formation. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Pitches it out to Drew Moore on the left side. He cuts up. Got maybe a yard on the carry. Brought down. Going to bring up about third and 12.
Fourth down.
Timeout called by Coach Music. We'll go ahead and keep it here.
That's their last timeout.
They ran off about 5 seconds on the clock, so Coach Music does take his last timeout. And like you said, look for Red Hill to punt here and hopefully pin them back deep enough to where they can – to where the defense can stop them and cause a fourth down for them and cause another punt for Olney.
Well, they wouldn't punt on fourth down, so.
So hopefully they can get a stop or a big turnover.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes, a lot of football can be played in 2 minutes here. Coach Music with no timeouts. Coach Billy Gray with one timeout, it looks like. All comes down to this. Two undefeated teams, 8-7 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it from after scoring it deep in the third quarter after not scoring all game. Drew Moore back to punt for the Salukis here. Quinn Miller and Sutton Dunn back to receive for the Tigers. Punt is away.
Line drive.
Comes down about the 20. Quinn Miller picks it up. He's going to run up to the left side. Saluki's trailing to tackle him. He's still on his feet at about the 10. Looks like he's brought down about the 11-yard line. So penetrated deep back in the Tiger territory. They'll take over about the maybe 12-yard line.
They'll give him the.
So decent.
The Tigers will take
decent.
Yeah, about the 13-yard line, 12-yard line.
So 12-yard line for the Tigers. A minute 47 left to go here in the game. They've got to march almost the entire length of the field.
But you got to think a field goal could win. They could be thinking field goal, too.
Trips right, one man to the left. Brown drops back, rolls out to his right, looking. Quinn Miller just ahead of the first down mark. Still up, gets first down and more. Picks up about 15 yards on the play. Tried to get out of bounds. Looks like he stayed in bounds.
Clock will stop for just a second. He was on the, what did he get to? About the,
got to about
26
the
yard line, about 20, about 14 yards maybe.
27 yard line. As they get the chain set, clock will continue. Hurry up offense. Doubles right, doubles left. Ball snapped. Brown looking left. Intercepted by the Slookies. Josh Henry intercepted the ball and comes down at the 16 yard line.
He returned it and another flag. That's probably against Olney. Probably a frustration flag there.
Looks like it's going to be against Peyton Blanton. Unsportsmanlike against Peyton Blanton, I believe.
That'll move the ball even closer.
Referee was looking at him.
I tell you, don't score. Because you're up 8-7. Score, and you miss a two-point conversion. They can tie it. Don't score.
Minute 26 left to go. Salukis.
I'd take a knee.
Salukis will be first and goal.
You can probably do that.
Can run plenty of time off if they take a knee. They will mark the flag off. It'll be...
They just take a knee because they don't have any timeouts.
Looks like it's going to be marked at about the 9, maybe 8-yard line. So first and goal. See what Coach Gray will do here as this could be the game.
I said I would take a knee. Since I only cannot stop the clock, you can run the clock now.
You're going to be in tight bone formation. Allen under center. Ball snapped, hands off to the second man through. I believe that was Henry. He's going to be stopped after picking up about 5 yards on the carry. Going to bring up about second and three. Ball on the 3-yard line. 1:05 left to go here in the game.
Now is where I take a knee. Because they cannot stop the clock and you got less than a minute. You got 23 seconds on the play clock. You don't need to score.
Only second down and goal. Just under 50 seconds. Like you said, Rob, it'd be the smart thing to do. Leave no time left on the clock. As they walk up to the line of scrimmage, it looks like they are in victory formation.
Yeah, they are.
Allen under center. He will take a knee as we wait for the officials to get the ball set here. It will be under 25 seconds, so they
that's it.
Do not have
to, don't have to
run
a play.
The official blows the whistle.
That's it.
20 seconds left here
hard-fought game. Two teams playing very good defense, battling. It was a very, very difficult game for both teams.
And Olney puts up on the scoreboard first. And it, like you said, hard-fought game.
Yeah.
Well-played game by both teams.
The Salukis come out with an 8-7 win, and they're 3-0.
As time expires, Salukis winning. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 8-7. We'll be back after the break to hear from Coach Gray and some post-game stats. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
That sure is wet.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of a...
Hi.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Wilbur Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis win it here tonight in a hard, tough-fought match, 8-7, and continue to 3-0 on the year. I'd say the defense won it tonight, Rob.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was tough-fought by both of them, and, I mean, they had a lot of mistakes on offense both ways, and it was little mistakes that led to big losses, and it all came down to the defense, really, and both teams had some great offensive plays, and then, of course, the touchdown called back by Drew Moore off a penalty. And it just a hard, tough-fought game, as everybody knew was going to be. Just came down to little mistakes and the big penalties.
Yeah, and Tigers less than 50 yards rushing. I haven't got everything added up. They did complete 1, 2, 3, 4, I think it was 8 of 15 passes for 70 yards, but three interceptions, two by Parker Havel and one by Josh Henry there at the end, which sealed the ball game. The Salukis, on the other hand, had, I think, 249 yards rushing, but Drew Moore had 201 on 31 carries. And if I recap the scoring, it won't take long. The Salukis did have a couple of opportunities there in the first half. They had a touchdown call back by a holding penalty, but then in Caleb Foster picked up a Red Hill fumble at the about 7:30 mark of the second quarter and returned it 77 yards for a touchdown, and the kick was good for the extra point. It was 7-0. The game stayed that way till a Parker Havel interception about midfield, and the Salukis took over, and Moore scored on a one-yard run with a 1:01 to go in the third quarter, make it 7-6. Moore's two-point conversion run made it 8-7. Salukis came up with a couple of defensive stops. Cade Benson made a couple of stops, and Josh Henry with the interception there to thwart anything that the Tigers had going for them there.
And it was a really good game. It's going to be tough to decide the player of the game. Mm-hmm. And as we are waiting for Coach Billy Gray to come back, we'll kind of talk that over, see who we think it is. As the Salukis win it 8-7 here as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back after the break right here on The Legend.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with in good times and bad. Weather or not.
People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
This Sunday, bring the gang to Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport from 10:30 until 2 for a delicious hot plate lunch. Sunday plate lunches will include your choice of one meat, two sides, a Hawaiian salad, dinner roll, and choice of coffee or tea. Sunday meat choices include homemade fried chicken and roasted pork loin. Side choices will include homemade dressing, homemade noodles, homemade mashed potatoes and gravy, homemade mac and cheese, corn and green beans. And if that's not enough, you could add on homemade dessert for just a little extra. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill's regular menu will also be available.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Where the Red Hill Salukis have just defeated the Olney Tigers 8-7. Now time for the Bill Dobson Ford tough player of the game. It was a tough call.
There's two standouts, I think.
We're going to go with Cade Benson on defense. He had a couple big sacks for loss there.
And Parker Havel on defense, but he had a couple interceptions. So those two, I think. And Cade's both came here, and they came in the fourth quarter, those defensive plays. So as we get ready to talk to Billy Gray, you're sweating, Billy.
Yeah, you guys got to take this thing mobile so I don't have to walk all the way over here. Getting too old.
Yeah. Defensive battle.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I don't think either side of the field thought this game would end in an 8-7 score tonight. But you know what? Defense showed up. Offense wasn't doing it again. We've had too many fumbles on the ground and just a lot of issues offensively. But defense held their own tonight and came away with a win.
But you moved the ball. I really, from the standpoint of you had a touchdown call back and the penalties, but only had penalties in situations too, which thwarted anything they were doing.
Yeah. You know, that big thing was the rain. I was sounds silly, but I was praying for rain for once because I thought it benefited us a lot. And they had trouble snapping the ball. And I know as a quarterback, it's tough to throw the ball when it's wet. Yeah. Doesn't matter how many times you do it, it's different every time. So I can't tip my hat enough to the defense. They won this ball game for us and. Luckily, we were able to put a drive together that got us the 8 points we had.
Just think about it, was with an 8-7 game, you know, a field goal, you know, they had simply had a pretty good kicker, it looks like. So, you know, if they got down decent, you know, they might have had to could have come down to that point. But fortunately, you had the ball there at the 1 or 2 yard line, and Drew got off a good punt.
Yeah, he really did. And I was worried about that. We were in that situation on my shoulders, actually, because I told them not to go back. I was afraid they were going to fake it. And the middle of the field was wide open on the punt. So I told Drew to stay up and play defense, and we got pinned down there on the one, and we never really could get away from it. So he got off a good punt, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, and like I said, you're undefeated now at 3-0. You have homecoming next week against Paris. Paris defeated Lawrenceville tonight, but you have it's a Saturday game. Does that change your game planning any, or is it moving it to a Saturday game or not?
You know, it doesn't. Due to our low numbers, we're not going to play a JV game Monday, so we'll have that time to work on what Paris is going to do to us. We'll basically gain an extra day of practice. With all the homecoming stuff, you know, I love homecoming, but as far as coaching the football game, it throws a lot more obstacles at you each time homecoming comes around. So excited. Hopefully we'll have a big crowd. I know Dog Nation's behind us, and hopefully we get some old alumni coming back to town to watch us play as well, and we can put on a much better performance than we have these first 3 weeks.
Well, thank you much, but you are 3-0, so that's...
That's exactly what I told the kids. At the end of the day, we're 3-0.
I saw Rob Flanagan, who's basketball, because he was doing the PA stuff, you know, but you win it and you don't think so much about it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, like I said, we are 3-0, and I love that part of it, but as a coach, you see the other side of it, and I know there's work to do.
Yeah.
And you know, this conference is tough week in and week out, so I know this team's really, we're taking it one game at a time, but they got 9-0 in their sights for the conference title again, and that's a great goal to have, but we got mistakes to fix, and we got to do it one at a time.
Congratulations. This we'll see you next Saturday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Ready Saluki Coach Billy Gray. The Salukis are 8-7 winners over the Olney Tigers in a defensive struggle for both teams. Salukis had a better
offensive portion of it, moving the ball, and they kept the Tigers really from having any scoring threat other than the 77-yard fumble return for a touchdown, which was doesn't go against the defense. It really doesn't go against the offense a whole lot, but doesn't go against the defense at all.
No, and like you said, like you both agreed on, defense won this game for them. Big help by the defense. So, and like you said, little mistakes here and there, they still got to fix from week to week, and it's going to be a tough road ahead.
It is. We got Paris next week. Paris is undefeated. They've defeated. Started with a win over Newton. Yeah, they beat Newton. Then they beat Casey and then Hannah Lawrenceville tonight. So they're 3-0. So another undefeated team again.
And the Salukis take it again, 8-7 over the Olney Tigers tonight. For everybody, Bill back at the studio, keeping us on air, twisting the knobs, turning the dials. Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed. Stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki football here on The Legend, WAKO, 99.3 FM, 910 AM. Red Hill Saluki football brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Your home for Red Hill Saluki sports all season long here on The Legend. 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.